More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Are you okay? What happened?
Nothing. I don't understand how I got
sick,
to be honest.
Don't you hate when you get sick when you haven't earned it?
I know. I went out in the afternoon on Saturday. I was in bed by 10, had maybe 4 drinks over 6 hours.
Well,
and now
did you lick
I'm
anything?
Sick. No. Like,
you know, you
no, I didn't this time. I usually do, but I didn't.
Licking door handles or something like that? No?
No, nothing.
It's disappointing.
So here we are.
Weird world.
Okay, it might be a stretch to find them, but I'm calling all chocolate lovers.
Okay.
Yeah? No? Quite a few of them lining up, actually. All right,
yes.
Cool. There's an eating challenge you need to know about.
Okay.
A Manchester bakery called Slattery's Patissier and Chocolatier's Chocolate Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Is ready
I know
to
the
roll.
Place.
Okay, well, believe me, you will after this. It's made up of a large portion of warm American-style chocolate fudge cake.
Yeah.
Homemade ice cream, fresh cream, 2 chocolate pots filled with chocolate sauce and chocolate coins,
oh,
and then
gosh.
You have to down a mug of hot chocolate.
Wait, so a full cake? And then
it's
all
a portion. It's a generous portion. It's not a full cake.
Oh, kind of sad.
But over several years, more than 8,000 people have attempted this challenge. Only 241 have finished it. And in my calculation, that's about
3%. Wow.
So is it... here's my question for you. Is it wrong to want to visit Manchester just for that?
No, not at all.
All right. I'm going to book that.
36% of dog owners describe themselves as very happy versus just 18% of cat owners saying they're happy. Apparently, cats in general bring down the stats. Even if you've got dogs and cats, only 28% of pet owners who had both a dog and a cat said they're very happy.
That's very unfortunate for the poor cats.
Yeah, but it also saying that people that have dogs are more likely to be in their own houses, to be married, and there's just a couple of factors that were in the dog owners category. So they're basically saying people with cats are lonely and live on their own in someone else's house.
And that cats are a buzzkill. Okay, let's get an objective view on this. What did you do over the weekend?
I went out.
You went out and had
I left
some,
the house.
Had some drinks and yeah. Whereas I spent the weekend doing housework.
There you go.
Yeah, it's happening, isn't it?
The cats are making it happen to you.
Riddle me this.
And we have that Learning Pod science party up for grabs here.
Yeah.
You could be enjoying the fun of...
of all the slime,
all
basically.
All the slime in the world. Magnetic slime. I like that.
That's really cool. Can you stick your reminders to the fridge with it?
Possibly. Spill it out in slime, Mum. That's
yes.
not great at all. Anyway, first... now, to take the challenge today, Cherie and Alyssa... Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Alyssa.
Hello.
Now, run that tricky little riddle past us again, Nikki.
Okay. What travels around the world but stays in one spot?
What do you think, Alyssa?
Is it a globe?
A globe.
Oh,
like a
world
globe? Map globe. Is that what you mean?
Yep.
That's unfortunately not the answer today.
Nice
Sorry.
Try.
That's a good one, though. Don't do that.
Always tomorrow. See you guys. Okay, let's see what Christy in Waikiki thinks. Morning, Christy.
Morning.
What do you reckon?
A stamp.
A stamp. Travels around the world but stays in one spot. That's the answer we're looking for today. Well done.
Better than my thought. I thought it was bad news. It goes around the world pretty quick.
How does that stay in one spot, though?
Don't look for details.
There's holes in it.
Yeah, there is holes in the theory. Hey, Christy, well done. You're in the draw for the Learning Pod party. It goes off on Friday. Good luck. You have some folks that would appreciate that?
Yes, definitely. Yes, 3 of them.
Our Peel Bee Buddies is happening.
Oh.
Now, a new Bee Buddy group and social gatherings is happening from the 10th at the Ravenswood Hotel and then every second Wednesday of every month. If you live in the Peel and surrounding areas or just want to socialise with other beekeepers, join in for a casual social get-together. Entry is free from 6:30 this Wednesday night at the Ravenswood Hotel.
I assume that might be the way, but I thought when you say bee buddies, it might have been like Brian's and Bob's and and Betty's.
Only if your name starts with B.
Okay.
No B as in a bzzz.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With the latest, here's Nikki Parkinson.
Jonas Brothers have dropped another song after the success of their number one single, Sucker. This new tune is called Cool and sounds like this.
Must have done something right, cause all these lights are green and they look like palm trees. And every time that song comes on, it's about me. Oh, I feel like those
I might have done it again.
Does sound pretty cool. And you
I
see
like the sneaky Game of Thrones reference in there.
Yeah, of course, because Joe Jonas is engaged to Sophie Turner, which is in Game of Thrones. Mick Jagger is recovering after undergoing a successful heart valve procedure on Thursday. Doctors accessed Jagger's heart valve to perform the valve replacement surgery.
Wow.
Pretty nuts. And are now monitoring him for any complications.
Accessed is an interesting word.
I know, very interesting. The Rolling Stones North American No Filter Tour is now set to begin in July.
Okay.
Now, single guys, look out. Charlize Theron has confirmed she is shockingly available at Comic-Con over the weekend and says she's definitely not a long shot to the average guy.
It really isn't. I've been single for 10 years. It's not a long shot. Somebody just needs to grow a pair and step up.
She's shockingly available.
I am shockingly available.
She's out there.
Yes. I have made it very clear.
Well, it sounds like these strange gigglings of, is it Seth Rogen
sounds
in the
sounds like Seth Rogen, yeah. Her hype man in the background.
Clearly. Yeah. I still don't think a lot of guys would step up, though.
No.
They could be a little intimidated.
Just a little bit. And Lindsay Lohan isn't happy about not being cast in an upcoming performance of The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Lohan showed her displeasure on social media when she found out Glee star Lea Michele would be playing Ariel at the Hollywood Bowl next month. In response to the big announcement on Instagram, Lohan simply commented, "Huh?" She's previously said Ariel is her favourite Disney character ever, and she was harassing her manager for the role. Just quietly, when was the last time you had an acting role, Lindsay? Why did you think you were going to have this in the bag just because you've got red hair the same as Ariel?
Yeah. By the way, Doctor Who's my favourite role. I don't know, I'm an actor, but like if I was looking for a role to start my career, that'd be a great one.
Right, okay.
Just putting it out.
Well, there you go.
I've got about as much chance as,
as Lindsay
Lohan. Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.